As we gather together this evening to hold space for the many complexities of this season, I want to invite you to stand as together we join in our coming together to worship this evening. Tonight, as Christmas draws near, we dare to allow ourselves to wonder if God, Emmanuel, is indeed with us. Does God look beyond the holiday cheer and hear our prayers, see our suffering and meet us in our grief? We think of all the loss we have endured this year, the failed and strained relationships, the scars we bear, all the heartache we hold. Tonight, we gather with different stories, different hurts, and different longings. Yet we are made one by the brokenness of our humanity and our need for Christ's light. We come praying that the light will not be overcome by our many doubts. Tonight we gather just as we are, and God welcomes us. God has promised to meet us here. Let us set down all the heavy burdens we carry and lean into the loving embrace of God. You may be seated. Scripture is full of passages and wisdom that meets us in the place we are in tonight. And one of those passages, many of those passages, come from the book of Psalms. And the one I will be sharing this evening is from Psalm 22, verses 1 through 5, and then 9 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me. Do not be far from me.
and these words. The prologue to John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it.
Throughout the season of Advent, we have been lighting the candles of our Advent wreath. It's a visual reminder that guides us through the season. And we associate words with each of the four candles, saving the Christ candle in the center for Christmas Eve. On the first Sunday of Advent, we lit the candle of love. The next Sunday, the candle of hope. Then the candle of joy. And this Sunday, which is also Christmas Eve, we will light the candle of peace. Now, we often don't associate those words or this wreath or these candles with some of the complexities, some of the difficulty of this season, but those lights are the ones that guide us through. So as we enter into our litany of remembrance and light this evening, I want to invite you to follow along. There's some responses to what we will be sharing as we make our way around the Advent wreath and bring that light into our midst. In between the lighting of each candle, we will sing a verse of a familiar tune with some new words. These are words that a colleague of mine shared with many UCC pastors, paying special attention this year to some of the events going on in our world, some beautiful words that give new meaning to the song. So pay special attention to that. As we light the first candle of love, to remember those whom we have loved and lost, we pause to remember clearly their faces, their voices, their presence. We embrace and give thanks for the memories that bind them to us. In this season of expectation, when all creation waits for the light, we remember them with love. May God's eternal love surround them.
We light this second candle of hope to honor the times we have felt hopeless and without a way forward. We hold in our consciousness the pain of loss, loss of relationships, loss of trust, loss of jobs, loss of health, loss of faith, the loss of joy. We cling to the light of hope that shines upon us and pray that illuminates a way out of the hole that grief often leaves in us. We remember that through you all things are possible. Refresh, restore, renew us and our world, and lead us into your future.
We light this third candle of joy and recall the many days and nights we have carried deep sadness, anxiety, and worry. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years that have been heavy with our burdens. We accept and lay before you, God, the sharpness of memory, the sadness and grief, the hurt and fear, the anger and pain. We accept and lay before you the ways we feel we have fallen short and the time we have spent blaming ourselves and you for all we have suffered. We accept and lay before you the time we have walked alone, joyless, and in darkness. We remember that though we have journeyed far and that while lost, we have turned away from the light itself has not failed. We remember that though winter be upon us, and though the night be dark, the joy of dawn will come, and dawn defeats the darkness.
We light this fourth candle of peace and acknowledge that the story of Jesus is one that began in abandonment, insecurity, and humbleness, in a time and land of war and strife. We think of the unrest and the dis-ease in our own time, O God, and we offer it to you, asking that into our broken world, our wounded hearts, and outstretched hands, you will place the gift of peace. We remember the one who shares our burdens, who shows us the way to the light, and who journeys with us into all our tomorrows. Tonight, we invite you to come forward and light a candle. Light a candle in memory of someone, something, or simply as a sign of hope and a prayer for light that overcomes darkness. There will be two acolyte wands that you can use, so two people at a time can light candles. The small tray in the front will reserve for those who won't be able to come forward but would still like to light a candle. We'll bring that tray to you. We will light these candles with our hearts heavy while the choir sings this evening's anthem.
I invite you to be with me in prayer. Holy God of Advent, hear our prayers of longing, of lament, of grief. See our flickers of love, hope, peace, and joy, small as they may be. Just as these candles create warmth and light, may we too feel and cling to the warmth and light of your love. Come now, child of Bethlehem, to strengthen us in these days. May we feel your presence in a way we have never known, not just as one born in a stable long ago and far away, but as one born in our hearts, in our hopes, in our spirits, even in our weakness. Amen.
From the great civil rights pastor Howard Thurman. I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all the sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of grace to ease heavy burdens. Candles of love to inspire all my living. Candles that will burn all year long. You are welcome to remain in the sanctuary to pray or sit peacefully as long as you wish. Depart in silence when you are ready. Amen.